Our scripture reading for today is found in the Acts of the Apostles. We're looking at chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all gathered together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues of fire distributing themselves as they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Now there were Jews living in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the crowd came together and were bewildered because each one of them was hearing them speak in his own language. They were amazed and astonished, saying, "Why are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that each of us hear them in our own language to which we were born? Parthians and Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phygra and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the districts of Libya around Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them in our own tongue speaking of the mighty deeds of God." And they all continued in amazement and great perplexity, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others were mocking and saying, "Oh, they're full of sweet wine." But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, "Men of Judea, all of you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my words, for these men are not drunk as you suppose, for it's only the third hour of the day, but is what was spoken of through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, God said, that I will pour forth my spirit upon all people. And your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your young men shall see vision, and your old men will dream dreams. Even on slaves, both men and women, I will in those days pour forth my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I will grant wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon into blood, before the great and glorious day of the Lord will come. And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." The word of the Lord. Please be seated. I don't have a great deal of words to say today because our service has been filled with so much. I often teach that true understanding, true getting it when it comes to following God is somewhere this balance between doing and describing. It's not just all teaching and it's not just all doing. It's doing all those things together. And today we have participated in great grace. We have experienced the Spirit of God together, saw what legacy could be all about. And in these few minutes, I just want to encapsulate it in some words from the Scripture. Thursday was my birthday, and as a birthday gift, Carol bought me two tickets to see To Kill a Mockingbird in Summit. And she knows that I don't like to open things and have something that I have to now figure out where to put it. She knows that I like gifts of experiences because I can enjoy those and I don't have to figure out storage for them. So she always gives me some kind of gift of an experience. And this experience was To Kill a Mockingbird, and it's a play adapted from the book. It's not necessarily the movie and a play version, but actually taken from the book. Great show. I don't know if it's still going at the Summit Playhouse, but the Summit Playhouse is adorable, by the way, if you've ever been. Great little community theater, be a part of it. As I was watching To Kill a Mockingbird, and the scripture that we were going to be doing this morning was in my head, I kept thinking about the character of Boo Radley. And Boo Radley, spoilers, Boo Radley, do I have to say spoilers for To Kill a Mockingbird? I don't think so. If you haven't been involved in To Kill a Mockingbird that was written in 1959, that's really up to you. But go read To Kill a Mockingbird. Boo Radley is one of the central characters of To Kill a Mockingbird, but he's a character that you never really see until well into the final act. Because Boo Radley is a strong character that lives inside of his house, never leaves his house. And there is all kinds of legends and stories of why that is, but it comes to be revealed in the story that something happened in Boo Radley's youth that caused him to be put away inside. First of all, his dad was afraid that he was going to run in with the wrong crowd or something was going to happen, that he would end up in an insane asylum because of some experiences. And that just wasn't going to happen in a family in rural Alabama. Too much pride to send someone in their family away to an insane asylum. So Boo was locked up in his house and he lived there pretty much all of his days, except for one pivotal moment, a key moment in To Kill a Mockingbird, which if you've experienced To Kill a Mockingbird, you know what that moment is. But I got to be thinking about Boo, and I got to be thinking about Boo Radley in terms of this passage. This passage has the disciples all gathered into a house, and they're all afraid on some level. The disciples had gathered in a fearful home together earlier, right before the resurrection. It says they were in the house all afraid. And now Jesus was gone. And just like our skit demonstrated, there was a lot of unknowns, a lot of fear that caused them to be back in the house. Jesus said, "Go back to Jerusalem and wait for me." And they were all gathered in this place, filled with fear and doubt. That's often what keeps us at home, isn't it? Now, I love being at home, don't get me wrong. I'd stay in my house. They say the longest road is the one out of your own driveway. I agree. That's the longest road I travel, is the one out of my driveway. I love being home. Fear, though, is not the thing that drives me home, but it is for many people. I like to read even things like the Desert Fathers, ancient monks that went to the desert to live alone. And as I read them, and I've been reading them more in the last couple months, so often we find that they are driven by fear, fear of the world, fear of corruption, fear of being tempted, so that moves them out into the desert. You've all probably seen the TV show Hoarders, you know, where people have barricaded themselves inside of their home and with all of their stuff and don't want to get rid of anything for fear of going out and letting go. Maybe we're not all that extreme, but I think we can all imagine those places in our lives where we are afraid to go out, maybe afraid to step out. Maybe it's not out of our home, but maybe it's relationally, having conversations with somebody at work or a neighbor or somebody who's different than us, run down the line. I don't know what home that we find ourselves cowered in, but we all do it. But as I read this passage, and the Spirit comes, it says the Spirit moves like a mighty rushing wind, and it shakes the house where they were. The whole community hears what's going on and wants to find out what's happening. But what's happening to the disciples is happening out on the street and not in the house. That the Spirit of God moved them out. And I thought about the Spirit of God in my own life. How often that I just would rather stay home. How often that I would rather not engage somebody. I'm afraid to tell you how many Sunday mornings I wake up and I would rather stay in bed than to come here. But the Spirit moves me out. Moves me to share with you, to be involved in the community. I cannot tell you how often I feel the Spirit inside of me say, go speak to that person or engage with that person. And I'm like, last thing I want to do is to be bothered with that. Can't I just go down the street pretty anonymously and not be bothered? And sometimes the Spirit of God calls us into those solitary places. But so often the Spirit of God moves us into the lives of other people. The Spirit of God doesn't allow us to stay cowered in the house, even if we're cowered in the house praying and doing religious things. So often we misunderstand what it means to be the church, and we think being the church means coming here on a Sunday morning and just being present inside of these walls. No, on Pentecost, which is the birthday of the church, we learn that to be the church is to not be gathered in one place, but to go out and to share the love of God and the grace of God with the world around us. And as terrifying as that is, we also learn from this passage that as we go out, that the Spirit of God gives us the equipment we need to be able to interact, to speak to the people that we need to speak to, the people that we need to love. This was an international group of people from all countries of the world. And they had the ability to reach out to them in their own language, in their own way. That is a gift of the Spirit of God. I don't know what the Spirit of God has gifted you in, but I know that the Spirit of God has gifted you. I often hear in, the job that I do, people will say to me, well, I'm not really gifted. I'm not really knowledgeable. I don't have those kinds of talents to teach or to sing or to serve. I'm not really an out there kind of person. I don't really know the Bible very well. Oh, I don't pray as much as I should. And we run down all of these things. Let me tell you, family, as we celebrate the birthday of the church, I want to proclaim to you that every single one of you is gifted uniquely by the Spirit of God. You all have a superpower in order to deliver to the community of Christ, one that makes us stronger, but allows us to go out into the world and make a difference. Every time that we pray that God heals our world. And I believe the Spirit of God speaks back to us and said, okay, I will. Through you. And as we listen to the Spirit of God telling us where to move and where to go and how to pray, we find, just as Lauren taught us today, that we are truly not alone, that God's Spirit lives within us, and we can share God's Spirit with the people in this place, and we find that we are one family with great love. And with great love comes great responsibility. And so let us get out of here. Amen.